So the idea is I want to have a little bit of time where we explicitly look at the role of factorial designs in the grand scheme of things. Nearly all research studies should be factorial designs. I'll make the bold statement. Because of the even bolder statement that nearly all bivariate analyses get it wrong. We know how rare a full set of descriptive main effects is if you have an interaction. But imagine if you limit yourself to only looking at part of the design. You can't even know that that part of the design is a different answer than another part of the design. And so one of the things that you want to be able to do is have a way of gently representing why you might want to run a factorial design. Or, more often, run a factorial analysis. Because most studies collect more variables than they analyze. And so even if the study you're working on is focusing on one independent variable, I'll bet you there's other stuff in that data set that you could turn into additional IVs. So here's the research loop. And one of the big things in converging operations and programmatic research is that very often novel hypothesis tests are about bivariate relationships. Does practice improve performance? Does jury instruction change the number of people who are adjudged guilty? And then we tend to replicate that until we decide whether or not we have a stable result. And the very first step of convergence should be, does that result hold up across other external validity elements? Does that finding hold up across populations? Does it hold up across tasks and stimuli? Does it hold up across settings? Now we're talking about at least two variables at a time, and we're talking about a factorial design. So here is my list of the reasons for running a factorial design. Because you know me, I like lists. Lists become consciousness, consciousness becomes action. Adding a second treatment. Perhaps the most common application of factorial designs is to look at the separate and combined effects of two IVs. We start out looking at one IV, and we want to look at more than one IV at a time. So the treatment that a particular individual gets is defined by two different things. Did they get treatment one or its control? Did they get treatment two or its control? Now there's a lot going on here because there's a lot more information available. In the original study, there were two conditions and one comparison. Here we've got two conditions and we've got at least six comparisons. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And that's without getting to main effects. So we've got four conditions, but eight questions we can ask. That is a vast improvement in efficiency and completeness.